Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ravens win 30-16. John Harbaugh is going to meet with the media in about 25 minutes as they play on Thursday. So the work week starts now. Let's go out to the Window Nation fan guest hotliner on Cordell Woodland. He was there yesterday, covers the Ravens for us here at 105.7 The Fan, and joins us now. And so, Cordell, thanks as always for joining us. Is the season saved, at least temporarily, thanks to yesterday's win and the rest of the division losing?
Oh, I mean, for sure, for now, at least, you know, the first box has been checked. They get the win. And then, like you said, it works out in their favor. Everybody else in the division ends up losing, all in kind of laughable fashion in some way, shape, or form. And so, yeah, you know, they had to win yesterday to even make Thursday a big game. And every game for them here on out, really, it's essentially going to feel like a playoff
yes.
game. When you're in this spot and you got to get really hot to get to the playoffs, yeah, I mean, that's what it's become for them. So December has come early, I would say, because I think even in December, you don't want to lose games. And they're already in that mode now, and maybe it'll work out in their favor.
Todd Monken was under fire a lot last week. Cordell, the Sun, and the Banner both had pieces about him. Monk had a nice embrace with Trippy prior to the game and was aware of those reports, let's just say.
Monk was fired up.
He was very fired up. What did you think of the game plan and just how Tyler Huntley was able to operate the offense?
Yeah, I mean, it felt more like, you know, the Ravens that you expect to see. I mean, even without Lamar, they were able to go out there and put up 30 points. And that's without really having the ball at all in the first quarter.
No,
I mean, we're talking about three quarters of really them being efficient, them sustaining drives. Really, my only knock on them yesterday is them really wanting to convert more of those field goals in the red zone into touchdowns, because that was even an issue at times when Lamar was there. So that's just one thing that I'm hoping that they are able to clean up. And obviously the offensive line, those two things have been something, the main two concerns about the offense, at least with or without Lamar. And I thought both excelled yesterday. I mean, like I said, you want some of those field goals to be touchdowns, but the offensive line was pretty good for the most part, I thought, yesterday. They didn't open up huge holes, but they opened up a big enough for Henry to get in. You had Keaton get involved. And I just thought Huntley, to your question, I just thought he did a really good job of just controlling the offense, controlling the pace of the game. Mm-hmm. It didn't feel like the bad Huntley where you get sometimes where he's afraid to make mistakes and he's afraid to throw the ball.
Or he's hyper, Cordell. He's kind of sped up and yeah.
Yep, feet get a little antsy, especially behind this offensive line the way they've been. You can't blame him if he did. But and I mentioned this early on Vinny and Haney. I thought the offensive guys, I thought they spoke yesterday with their play on the field in terms of them playing for Huntley. I thought mm-hmm. that was clear yesterday. Those guys wanted him to be out there, obviously, if Lamar can't be. And they played confident because their quarterback played confident.
We kind of figured if this team was going to come out of the bye and save their season and show what they need to show defensively, that guys like Roquan and Kyle Hamilton were going to have to make an impact. They were going to have to put their imprint on a game, and then they were going to have to keep doing it week after week after week after week. Well, they checked checked that box Sunday, right? I mean, that they were impactful football players.
Yeah, I thought Roquan set the tone. You know, he jumped out there early and often. He making tackles. He's tackling receivers. As soon as they make a catch, he's right there. He's taking them down. No run after the catch.
Mm-hmm.
He's good in the run game. Even though, you know, offensively early for Chicago, things were clicking for them, but they never really let it spiral out of control. It was a lot of bend but don't break. Even Hamilton, I mean, we're talking about the two guys that led them in tackles yesterday. Hamilton had a quarterback hit yesterday as well. Just him being able to get closer to the line of scrimmage is a huge godsend for them. Them being able to get into this big nickel and have the personnel that they want to have. Even in the Rams game, the defense started to look a little more like themselves. And I also think the fundamental thing of just tackling better, that has helped them, especially yesterday. I thought they did a really good job tackling in the open field for the most part.
Talking with Cordell Woodlands, Inside Access here on The Fan. Okay, Cordell, well, they get started their work week now because they play on Thursday. We're going to hear from Harbs in a few minutes, and he was asked this question after the game. What are your thoughts? Is Lamar Jackson playing Thursday?
I mean, I would imagine so. I'd imagine so, because if not, now it's like, what happened? I mean, he at least practiced all 3 days last week. Now, I know Monday was the extra day, but Wednesday to Friday, he at least was on the practice field. Limited or not, we know he was out there. So for him to go to this week, I get it, it's a shortened week, but he didn't play in the game. He looked fine on the sidelines in the locker room, but it's the fact that he practiced all week last week, at least officially. I would imagine he'd be out there Thursday night, and that should give them the boost that they really need, especially coming off the win yesterday.
Cordell, let's end with the O's. They officially announced today that Craig Albernaz is going to become their next manager, not Tony Mancelino. Just your initial thoughts on the hire.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was, I've said a lot of times, look, I thought it would be Mancelino until I found out that it wasn't. And I will give them credit for, if nothing else, it's symbolic that they couldn't keep Mancelino. And maybe that's unfair to him, you know, and maybe it is. But them keeping Mancelino around would be a definitive nothing's changing. It's the same old, same old. So I think symbolically they had to get somebody different. And I get it. This guy has no experience, at least as a manager at this level. He's been in baseball and what seems like forever, looking at his track record as a coach and as a player. So you hope it works out. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt for now. And hopefully the rest of the situation is different for them. I'm curious to see what the rest of his coaching staff looks like. What other changes are they going to make organizationally, and what is their offseason going to look like? Are they going to bring in some impact bats? Are they going to piece this rotation together? Are they going to build back up this bullpen? Those are the things that are really going to matter. But, yeah, I think it's good that at least they went out and got a fresh voice.
Cordell, so I guess it's World Series dependent on Fresh Take on Friday? Is that the deal?
Yeah, it's World Series or us, you know. So I'm hoping that it's us. And honestly, I don't really have a dog in the fight in the World Series. I'm just looking for good baseball. And so far we've gotten two decisive wins. Maybe it'll be different tonight. Maybe we don't get two blowouts tonight between that and Monday Night Football. Yeah. I'm hoping that's the case, at least.
The Jaden Daniels-less Commanders taking on the Chiefs.
They're not going to win. Yeah, they're not going to win. But cover, at least. Come on.
Thanks, buddy. We appreciate you.
Appreciate it, guys.
Coming up next, we're going to hear from John Harbaugh after the game. We'll hear his thoughts on some of these reports that were out in the local papers with anonymous sources. We'll hear his thoughts on Lamar Jackson, whether or not he's going to play on Thursday, and more. Harb speaks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi. Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hear it next.
You know what? I'm hopeful. I'm just going to say that. I'm hopeful. That's just, you, as a coach, what you do is you ask. You might, you know, how's he doing? That's about as much as you do. You, how are we doing? And what do you think? And then you get the guys ready that are going to play. Then when the guys come back to practice, you put them in there and you practice them. That's how it works on the coaching side. Coaches aren't involved with, you know, statuses and, you know, whether guys play or not. That's not a coaching decision. What's that?
Is that when you say that, are you saying that he hasn't been, has he been cleared?
I don't know what cleared means. He wasn't available for this game. He was declared out. That's the status.
Harps doesn't know what cleared means, and Cordell asked him that question. I think he needs to be medically cleared to play.
He's just been the head coach here for 16 years. He doesn't know anything. All this stuff about who's in the lineup, who's
16.
Out of the lineup, when they're going to play, 18. How much they're going to play.
Yeah.
That's not my domain.
Yeah. Blame
Sashi.
Well, I don't think he said that, just for the record.
I wish he would have.
He did take a shot. Well, we'll hear it in a minute. But Harps is going to speak again in about 10 minutes as they get ready for their game Thursday. But interesting thing came up yesterday as Harps talked about. He was asked about fighting through the adversity of the week with all these articles coming out and from anonymous sources. And this is what he had to say.
That's a good question. I appreciate it. Like, it really wasn't. It was challenging because, you know, because we just you don't win. You haven't won games, and you want to win games. And we understand we're fighting. I was proud of the guys when we didn't win the games. Our guys fought like crazy against the Texans, the guys that were out there, and they fought like crazy against the Rams. And we turned the ball over. You know, we didn't make the plays we needed to make, get the stops we needed to make. But they're fighting and they're competing. So it wasn't hard in the sense of all the outside noise. That wasn't relevant at all. I mean, anything that was said that's anonymously it's just noise. It's not even a real statement. It's not a real quote. If there's no name to it, it doesn't exist the way we look at it. Mm. You're talking about the game stuff. The game stuff was like a month ago. Nobody cared about that. And like I said, which the people that wrote it already know. They already know what came from the leadership players, but they haven't reported that yet. But that's where it came from. It came from the leadership players. It was a player's decision to do that. So that was nothing. I was kind of proud of it. When I heard about it like 2 weeks after it happened, I was like, good, great, cool. I haven't been in the locker room. I don't spend time in the locker room. So that's all nothing. That's nothing. What matters is a team that sticks together and fights. Even when the division, when the outside tries to divide you, that's okay. You got to stick together and you got to be a family. We're going to have our hands full on Thursday night against the Miami Dolphins down in Miami. And that's what we're going to be thinking about. Not going to be worried about some silly story that gets written, you know, by unserious type of a report. We're not going to worry about that. We're going to worry about taking care of our business as best we can and sticking together. You guys agree with that? That's what we're going to contend with.
For the record,
thanks a lot.
He wasn't asking the media if we were okay with that. He was asking the players.
I thought
you'd enjoy that.
Do we know who asked that question?
Well, the question was asked by Jeff Rebeck, but it had nothing to do with where he went.
Well,
with it.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Like
he took it. He took it in a completely different direction.
Look, when you're 1-5 and I know that Harbaugh bucked the idea that they're Super Bowl or bust, but when you're Super Bowl or bust and you're coming off a season that ended the way the last one did and you can't get over the hump in the playoffs and you're 1-5, there's going to be a lot of disgruntled people and they're going to be able to go to people in the media and say things on background or off the record that they wouldn't put their name to because the season's not over yet in part or because it'll hurt their ability to land elsewhere as a free agent or whatever. Here's the dirty little secret. All kinds of people in that building use that same thing to get points across all the time. every single day. Like, it's not like the players in the are using, you know, anonymous, giving their information.
That sounds serious, Jason.
But no one in the front office, no one in football operations, and no one on that coaching staff is going off the record or going on background to slander other people.
No, that's not serious.
Don't they do a press conference at the beginning of every year that people aren't allowed to report on?
That doesn't exist.
What do you mean it doesn't exist?
It's literally off the record.
But they send out alerts to people saying you and you, but not you. Are invited to come in our building, and we're going to tell you a bunch of information, and you can't report it, but you can use it to inform yourself covering this team,
background.
And you can't say who it came from. They do it to start every season.
Yeah, they do.
So stop with the holier-than-thou stuff. Now, on serious, like, I think the, you know what I you know my stance on the game video games.
We
of it
spend
all.
No time
I don't
on
care.
That. Like, we, it's, like it's, it was dumb.
It does not matter. It's not indicative of anything. But he should stand up for Monk. I would just say the first guy to go off on Monk was Harbs, and he did it on the record, and he did it for three straight days when Monk wasn't even the problem.
Yes.
So you may have created that. Like, hey, Harbs, you may have created the cottage industry of let's blame Monk because the head coach came out and wouldn't stop blaming Monk. We were begging him, leave Monk alone. Gee, that was cussed. Leave Monk alone, Harbs. And he kept beating him. People would ask him about the defense. He would kill. He would say Zach Orr is a saint. He's Dorothy Mantooth. You take Zach Orr's name out of your mouth. Now that Monk, that bleepity bleep, let's talk about him. So you may have opened the door.
So wait, you may have created
the climate.
I see what you're saying is that John Harbaugh
he was
created
patient,
all
the enemies
slander.
Within. He was patient zero.
And he was on the record.
He was on the record. You killed him. Dude. He doesn't know how to call short yardage plays. That was a stupid play call. Why the hell was Derrick Henry throwing that pass? What's going on here? I'm only the head coach. So I'm just saying.
He came back for more in the Monday presser.
Yes. Your players may have thought that's where it is. So I'm not going to kill the guy on the record like the coach because I haven't been here for 16 years like 18. The coach. Whatever. I'm not hanging out on the billionaire's yacht like the coach. But I'll whisper some stuff to you about Monk. You want me to say something? Like, come here. Apparently, it's in vogue.
By the way, this is why live radio is great. I had no idea. If you would have made me guess where that would have gone after that quote, that we're now blaming Harbaugh for starting a cottage industry.
We didn't start the fire. No, you did.
Yeah,
you did start the fire.
You opened the door. You made it okay.
Yeah, the enemy's within, bro.
We did never get any of those reports.
We're Team Monk around here.
Yeah, we are
Everybody
Team Monk.
In this town's ripping Monk on the record, off the
Monk.
Record. Not this show.
Hey,
no,
Trippy.
Not Trippy.
No, Trippy loves Monk. We'll come back. We gave you our six-pack of defensive observations earlier. Now the offense. Six-pack time next here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm a fan. Six pack time. Six pack sponsored by the Good Feet Store. Come in and try the Good Feet feeling today. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief at the Good Feet Store. Go to goodfeet.com for more details. And we are not going to be unserious. We're doing the six pack of six offensive observations from the offensive beltway. Ben, let's get started.
Number six.
So So this was not a Lamar Jackson game, so you're not going to put up monster numbers, but I do feel like Zay Flowers should be mentioned here. Zay Flowers, there was a lot of joy underneath, in the middle. He seemed to find soft spots in the zone a lot. Also, the play action with Ricard in the game on those occasions. There was a lot, and I think a lot that can be replicated maybe, and maybe even more so when Lamar comes back. Zay, 7 for 63 was the big part of the pass game.
I've got him slightly higher. My six is, I'm still kind of like, when does the, and I, Snoop played great, so it wasn't Snoop. When does the likely Andrews stuff start happening? Yeah. Now, Andrews caught the one ball down the sidelines and is lucky he didn't end
he
up.
He fumbled out of bounds.
Fumbling it.
Well, he did.
Likely has, we're halfway through the season now, and I know he was compromised early with injury, but like, I'm still waiting for these guys. Like, they need, they're going to need these dudes to be dudes because they're going to need to score points.
Hey, likely had two catches for 8 yards, Jason.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just kind of wondering what's going on there in the tight end room.
Number five.
Five's where I put Zay. It's a big bounce back game for Zay. And look, I like the way Zay, whether he was coached on it or not, doesn't matter, came out, said I should have been in the locker room after that last game. The last game he played was a Mark Andrews-type playoff game. Everything that could go wrong was going wrong. He didn't seem to be as mentally focused. He, you know, we'd seen a lot of veteran players on this team have moments where they're handing the ball away, a part of takeaways, just not being themselves. And considering all the Meshuggah with the quarterback position and who was going to play.
Meshuggah and Meshuggah from you.
Yeah, that's conjugated from the verb
Meshuggs.
I don't even know.
These are Yiddish words. Jason going full law.
Yeah. Crazy, that's silly,
usually my domain.
Crazy, sillier nonsense.
There you go, Bo.
Yeah.
For him to step up with the backup quarterback and be involved in explosive plays, and I like it, him, lone little guy out there, with a quarterback and nine other big guys, and then throw it to the little guy.
My five is the return of Keaton Mitchell, and I'm old enough to remember when Harbs, and this was, what, a month ago? Keaton Mitchell couldn't get on the field because we need special team stuff, and we already have Justice, and we have Derrick Henry. And to paraphrase something that Jonah Schaefer said to us early, I don't know if the Mitchell stands are going to be happy because I don't know how much bigger the role gets. But I did like Keaton Mitchell as closer. Yep. Once the defense is tired, that guy, the speed plays. I liked it.
Number four.
I think Derrick Henry should get a shout here. His first two touchdown game of this since Buffalo week one. But also, he passed Walter Payton for fifth all time in rushing touchdowns. That deserves a mention.
I almost put Keaton in here. He was in various iterations of this. Ultimately, he's going to end up in the seventh spot, but I'm glad to see it. And there's still more pony package opportunities with him as well. Four is where I put the offensive line looked a little better, but this Ronnie in and out of game thing is giving me a little bit of angina. Is that Yiddish?
You're showing off. It's angina. I don't think
that's not Yiddish.
I think that's an actual word, angina. But yeah. Okay.
It's just, it's sub-op.
Apparently it's Yiddish.
I thought so. It's sub. Look at that.
I stumped a Jew. Yeah. Stumped a Jew. New game show after Seinfeld.
Anxiety, stress, or agitation.
Yeah. We should play that game, Yiddish or not.
Yeah. I heard Ajita so much growing up, I just assumed it was word.
Like, I'm still not sold that this is the five-man unit. They're going to be the five-man unit because they play again in 2 days. But they got to get Ronnie. They got to figure this out.
I want to give you the first half.
I think for all the Yiddish.
He's pulling just crazy words out. All right, let's see how you follow up.
I don't know that I've got more Yiddish in you. I don't think I got more left in the tank. More. You think I do?
Maybe.
What about he's a good.
I mean, if I start cheating here and I stall for time and then just Google Yiddish words, I'm not.
He's a good in the shaman.
I don't know that. I don't know that.
Like bounce back, fall back. Don't force it, but you're
I think the tank spent.
We are doing the six pack of offensive observations. And Beltway Ben, let's continue.
Number three.
Welcome back, Pancake Pat. I think he's still on a pitch count, and he may have to be on Thursday, but he made an impact. Look, with him on the field, it's not like the run game was crazy. 11 carries for 32 yards. They did have a rushing touchdown with him on the field, though, and they did have three rushing touchdowns with him on the field, but it was the three passing attempts he was on the field for. Selling out heavy personnel. It's easier to sell play action when Ricard's on the field, especially when you're under center, and then take some shots. 3 of 3 for 44 yards and a touchdown in the pass game with Ricard on the field. Zay for 20, Zay for 14, and the Kohler 10-yard touchdown. He brings a different energy. He brings a different juice. They need him.
My three, it was only one play, but, and it's funny, we're sitting in the press box and we see it's third and what is it, like third and eight, and D-Hop's got one-on-one coverage on the outside, and if they don't complete that pass, you're probably punting or trying a long field. But anyway, it keeps the Bears sort in the game, but that catch was big, and I love the fact that they went to him there. I love the placement of the ball. Now, my understanding is on the broadcast, they were alleging offensive pass interference, but no, it wasn't called, so no harm, no foul. It was a huge play. I love the idea, and D-Hop coming up big in small samples again.
Number two.
I thought Todd Monken called a great game. And I think he deserves his flowers, especially when all these, quote, unserious people, that's a John Harbaugh quote, not me, are coming out with all these hit pieces about Monk. And we are Team Monk on this program. But I thought the mixing of Ricard, even though I was expecting Ricard to play a little more, but 2 games in 5 days, I get it. Pushing the ball down the field with Tyler Huntley, which I didn't see coming. Mixing in Keaton Mitchell. I thought Monken called a brilliant game.
Patsos is trying to feed me some Yiddish words, but I don't think I can pronounce him. I don't know if I can pronounce it right.
Sunshine said he's an honorary member of the Jewish community.
That would technically be cheating as well.
Yeah.
But I appreciate it, Coach. Thank you. Is he going to come?
He's coming in soon.
Yeah. Two for me is we've been talking about short yardage and goal line problems and running in the red zone all year long. They got it done. They finished drives. It wasn't the most robust day in the world.
I think you said that right.
For Derrick Henry.
That's the correct pronunciation.
But they did get 35 carries for 177. And they finished drives on the ground, which has been a problem, especially without Lamar's unique athletic presence to help sell that stuff. So they got the ball in the end zone, which was huge because, well, they couldn't really do it against the Texans without Lamar, and they sure as hell couldn't do it against the Rams with that ugly goal line situation.
Number one.
Hey, Snoop, man.
Yeah.
I give him an A+. He not only managed the game, he extended drives. He had better ball placement accuracy than I thought he would have. He pushed the ball downfield a little bit and was attempting 15, 20, 25-yard air throws, which hadn't connected for this team, no matter who the quarterback was. His legs were a critical factor. He didn't turn the ball over. Could he have? Sure. But that was a Bears team that was turning everybody over, and they were dominating games because they were dominating the takeaways. Plus 16 coming into the game. Or, I'm sorry, 16 takeaways, plus 11, best in the league. Three better than any team in the league. And Snoop was better than Caleb, and Snoop didn't turn it over. And Snoop won them a game that saved their season. So he is my number one star.
Tyler Huntley was a good Neshaman. That was the Tyler Huntley legacy game yesterday. Frankly, this is on me. Yeah. I didn't think he was capable of that performance. He was a big part of why they won that football game and why they're off the mat.
You were biased against Goyim. I know that one. You were biased against Goyim on this one.
If you broke out one more, I would
have Goyim, I just did.
It was after he made the decision.
Reverse it. We can reverse it. Let's have an unprecedented moment.
No.
SmackDown, flip it and reverse it.
Monk being in there, Keaton being in there, and the fact that you didn't
shift
one more.
I'm trying to think. There's a NoFX song. We're the brute. Like it's a bunch of Yiddish words.
Yeah. If you're looking at us to Saturday give you the song title, I think you're solving Shiksa. That's women.
Yes, it's a non-Jewish girl. Yeah, Shiksa. Yeah. Remember, there was a scene in Seinfeld where the rabbi loved Elaine.
I can't say what they're going to be doing to them in the song.
She had shiks appeal.
There's a verb that appears before that noun in the song.
Unfortunately, your inability to say the word shiks made it sound like something else. I think Ben dumped it.
The bruise from NoFX or six-pack girls from NoFX. I'm putting you on the spot there, Beltway Ben. Late in the show, too.
Yeah, we only got one more segment.
We need to come in with the bruise.
Yeah.
NoFX.
You do what you want that way, Ben.
Yeah, it'd be fitting.
Yeah.
Just saying.
We'll come back, get the text of the day, preview tomorrow's show, and get you ready for Infinity Sports Radio, which will then lead into World Series coverage, correct? Right here on the
You never know.
Quickly, before we get to the text of the day, we have ourselves a sports equinox today. You know that, right? We get all four major sports playing today. You have Monday Night Football, you have the World Series in baseball, and full slates of NHL and NBA action. So a sports equinox.
Does WannaBet have a play on each league?
Oh, that's right. You guys have a sports equinox
play. I don't
play.
Have an NHL play.
The sports equinox parlay.
Actually, yeah. I mean, I'm not really on anything in the World Series tonight either.
That way, Ben?
Me neither. Just NBA.
We got a lot of plays, though.
Or just NBA and NFL.
If you go to WannaBetWithUs.com, we've got a lot of plays on the Monday night game.
Subscribe.
We've got a lot
YouTube.
Of NBA plays. I'm getting on some soccer stuff early in the week. Subscribe at YouTube. YouTube.com/@WannaBetWithUs.
Every single day?
Yeah.
We're pushing 2,000 subscribers, Ben. And then it's world domination.
You don't miss.
And then it goes to 5, 10, 100.
You're up 100 units?
No, we're pushing for 100. We got as high as 85, then I had a terrible day yesterday.
That happens.
Ben held his own.
Yeah, he does.
I'm feast or famine right now. I either hit 14 straight bets or I lose 7 in a row. I know it's not where I like to be, but that's where I am right now. Hopefully tonight.
It's fine.
It's not for me. It's not ideal. Look, for a lot of people, Ben, it would be fine. Yeah. But us, with full transparency, right? We hold ourselves to a standard, unlike really
Jason
the industry.
The other day, Jason was trying to get me to sing a song on the show, and I wasn't singing it. And Jason had hit how many straight?
I hit like 14 straight championships. I hit a parlay here, Bone, last week.
11
I didn't even
parlay.
Need halftime of the second match day. They had a 14-leg Champions League parlay.
It was crazy.
14 legs?
14 legs.
What was the odds?
$1 to like $500.
Jesus.
Yeah, but Jason was doing that, and then Jason's like, oh, well, I did this, so that should be enough to get you to sing. I said, no, we hold ourselves to a high standard around
That's
here.
Right, that way, Ben.
Yeah, damn
but I'm
straight.
Like, dude, 14 or 15 in a row is like, that's pretty, I mean... That's
expected.
That's expected.
I expect that from Jason. I did
be,
end up singing.
You're going to be disappointed.
Let's I did
go.
End up singing it.
He sang it. He sang the Champions League
nice.
Song. That's the highlight of my whatever. I don't know if this isn't journalism, whatever I'm doing now.
Yeah,
I
journalism.
Guess it's media. Yeah. Highlight of my, it's definitely not journalism. Uh-huh. Highlight of my media career.
Let's get to the text of the day.
Check 1, 2. Check. That's day. Day. Text of the day.
Text of the day comes from Fred in Baltimore, who says, perfect Sunday for Baltimore fans. The more things I see from baseball people, this guy seems like he is very respected around the league.
Yeah, like we said earlier, and we don't know what kind of manager he's going to be, but this is a guy a year ago that could have had a managerial job, and he decided he didn't want any of the jobs that were available. He also decided this was the job he wanted. So we'll see.
Yeah, I'm keeping an open mind. Again, it was never going to be a real, true search for the best and brightest. Was never going to be someone who's managed before or had success managing before. Doesn't mean it still can't work.
You did say you were happy.
I'm glad it's not Manzolino.
Yeah, this is happiness.
You used the word happy.
Yes. While screaming, he said he was happy.
Yes.
It was a moment.
Yeah. That was elation.
Yes.
Elation.
Bone, what do we have on tomorrow's show?
Tomorrow's show, we have a fired up Oriole Hall of Famer, Mike Bordick. I'm hoping he's
new
fired
manager,
up.
Fired
up.
He's always fired up.
Fired up Bordy's the best Bordy. And Evan Washburn, who
was on the call,
yesterday's game, Ravens Bears.
Very nice. Well, that is it for us. But coming up next, Infinity Sports Radio, followed by it's ESPN's coverage of World Series Game 3. You can hear it right here on 105.7 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.